Radio app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com. Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Jiffy Lube in South Riding, Virginia has relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza next to the car wash. Both South Riding Jiffy Lube and the car wash are now open and under new ownership and management.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Inbound Southeast Southwest Freeway. There's an accident near M Street. The road is reduced to one lane. The left lane is getting by. First Street Northeast at Patterson Street. They're dealing with a water main break. Speeds are reduced, of course. Be very careful here. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel beginning to slow. It's an 11-minute trip. Should only take you about 8. The George Washington Parkway in both directions near the Beltway. We're dealing with an accident blocking all lanes. Northbound traffic diverted to 123 southbound. Just follow police directions. And Richardson Road in Clifton at Woodyard Road. We have a crash there. Metro Bus and Metro Rail on a Sunday schedule. There is no VRE service today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early sunshine, then afternoon clouds up to around 25, wind chill near minus 5, and we've got the wind chill advisory to start the day. Tonight the early clouds, then gradual clearing, overnight low to mid-teens, wind chill around minus 3, tomorrow sunny, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 13 in Arlington, 13 in Silver Spring, and 13 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A former Joint Chiefs chairman says nuclear war with North Korea is closer than ever. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
And good morning to you. It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall in for Vincent Mary. My name's Dan Mandis. How are you? You can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. And I believe Vincent Mary probably get back tomorrow. Right now, I think everybody is sleeping in today. But one of the questions that the Democrats are going to be asking in 2018 is how far do they go with all of this impeachment talk? Now we know that the Democrats, they are, and one of the big stories in 2017, of course, was impeachment and how a lot of folks are screaming for the impeachment of President Trump. And that will most certainly continue in 2018 as well. As a matter of fact, I thought Politico did a really good job of talking about the debate within the party of the Democrats, because they know right now that they don't have what it takes to impeach President Trump. But this is going to be less of an issue between Republicans and Democrats, and it's going to be more of an issue between the Democrats themselves. Now, one of the things that folks are talking about is that the donor base, they are really looking forward to getting more Democrats in the House of Representatives. And, of course, the Senate as well. But really, the reason why they want more Democrats is so that they'll be able to call for the impeachment of President Trump. A part of that is some of these mega donors. And there's one guy out of California. He is what they call a mega donor. He's Tom Steyer. And he has been mounting what you could only describe as a very expensive pressure campaign across the country to build support for President Trump's impeachment. And here's part of an ad that they took out just a little bit ago.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, obstructed justice at the FBI, and in direct violation of the Constitution, he's taken money from foreign governments and threatened to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become?
Okay, so anyway, that is part of this. I guess it was part of a $20 million national television and digital ad campaign calling for the president to be impeached. Now, brought us to the brink of nuclear war. I'm not exactly sure how he did that. He is standing up to North Korea. He obstructed justice. Well, he fired James Comey, who, quite frankly, the more we find out about James Comey, the more we understand the reasoning behind why he got fired. So, and I can't remember what else was in that silly ad, but that was an ad. And essentially what that ad is an example of what the Democrats are going to be screaming during the midterm elections. Now, we all know that the Democrats, they are essentially divided into two camps. You have the camp that is calling for the impeachment of President Trump, and you have the camp that is not calling for the impeachment of President Trump yet. Maxine Waters, though, certainly you know that she is the queen of impeachment. Listen to this. It goes on and on. I think we get the point. And Maxine Waters, again, she is out of Southern California. And, you know, forget about the absolute train wreck that her district is in. It's all about impeaching 45, as you just heard. And, of course, we all know that the media has been just screaming for impeachment for months. I mean, let's just listen to this montage. Listen to this.
The big question, did President Trump try to block the FBI's Russia investigation, commit an impeachable offense?
We keep hearing that I word a lot. Is impeachment now on the table?
The ground has completely shifted on Capitol Hill. So, yes, you're going to have hearings. I think we know what the summer is going to be. It's going to be the summer of Comey.
I was in the Nixon administration, as you know, and I thought after watching the Clinton impeachment, I thought I'd never see another one. But I think we're in impeachment territory now.
Really?
For the first time.
Yeah, so all the very concerned voices of the left-leaning media. Nancy Pelosi, though, had this to say about impeaching President Trump. You'll notice that this is a far cry from what Maxine Waters had to say. This is Nancy Pelosi on impeachment.
FBI Director Comey is about to testify publicly to the Senate Investigation Committee, and he's expected to say that basically Trump pressured him to end his investigation into Russia, which sounds like obstruction of justice. Is this a serious bombshell, and is it grounds for impeachment?
You knew she'd get to that word, huh?
She's helpful. Go ahead.
When that word comes up, I always say to my colleagues in the Congress and my constituents and people across the country what I said before. Anything you do has to be based on data, evidence, facts. Mm-hmm. So you can speculate, but it's got to be the law and the facts and how they match up.
Yeah, so you've got Nancy Pelosi clearly. I mean, this pains me to even say this, but clearly she is in a moment of rational thought, says, yeah, it does have to be based on data. Now, Politico talks about how in a poll shows that there is somewhat of a consensus amongst Democrats, generally speaking, about impeachment. Three quarters of Democrats already back impeachment, and so that's going to be the question. For the midterm elections, if you are a Democrat and you're up for re-election, you may be facing a primary challenger. If you're somebody, say, for example, like Nancy Pelosi, you don't have an emotional hatred for President Trump. You don't have an emotional reaction to these calls for impeachment. You want to take a step back. You're going to look at the data. Well, you very well, if you're somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who wants to just have a rational conversation on this, you run the risk of having a primary challenger that wants to impeach President Trump. And so now you've got the Democrats. This is going to be essentially what their core issue is, it seems like, heading into the 2018 midterm elections. And that is, should they be the party of impeachment? A lot of folks say yes. The big question is this. When they're calling for impeachment, what I would ask the Democrats is this. Okay, so you've got all of these things that you want to talk about regarding the impeachment of President Trump. I would say to you is, one, to what end? What evidence is there that the president should be impeached? We don't have any just yet. We may at some point, but right now we don't have any. But think about what the American people voted on. And think about what you and I voted on. We voted on illegal immigration. We voted on the economy. We voted on the repealing and replacing of Obamacare. We voted on, I, for one, voted on the issues with the VA. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be focused on here in America. And to me, anyway, if the Democrats are going to make this all about hatred politics and their blind hatred, their blind frustration for President Trump, then ultimately, to me, they are going to do that at their own peril. Because one of the things that we're going to see heading into the midterm elections is an economy that is still going to be on the upswing. And we've known from the very beginning when President Trump was elected president, we saw more and more confidence in the president. And then, of course, we see the economy continue to grow. And certainly with these tax reforms, at least in my opinion, the economy will continue to grow. My name is Dan Mandis. 7:15 on Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. First Street Northeast at Patterson, we're dealing with a water main break. And boy, just try to avoid that area if you possibly can. Southeast Southwest Freeway inbound near M Street, there's a crash, but the road has been reduced to one lane. Only the left lane is getting by. The George Washington Parkway in both directions near the Beltway, a crash blocking all lanes. Northbound traffic being diverted to Route 123. Southbound, just follow police directions. They are there. 66 westbound between Leesburg Pike and the Beltway, a disabled vehicle. The good news is it's just been cleared, so it's a little slow, but we expect it to pick up in speed of just a little bit. As far as mass transit is concerned, Metrobus and Metro Rail operating on a Sunday schedule. There is no VRE service today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In a word, man, it is cold outside today, a high near 25. With the wind chill, though, it's going to be down near minus 5. And tonight is going to be cold as well, with a wind chill down to minus 3. Right now, it is 14 degrees in our nation's capital.
You put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It's 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis, Mornings on the Mall, in for Vincent Mary. Very excited to have Chris Farrell join us. Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. And Chris, I've got to tell you, big news on Friday coming out of Judicial Watch, and of course, from our own government, in the fact that, and I wasn't surprised, I'm sure you weren't surprised either, that all of this came on a Friday before a long holiday weekend. But the big news on Friday is that classified emails were found on Anthony Weiner's computer. No surprise, I mean, you folks at Judicial Watch, you've been covering this and suspecting this for a long time.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm just doing good.
You know that, thanks. Listen, the only reason the public is even aware of any of these emails, whether it's the Weiner laptop emails or going back to the Hillary Clinton outlaw email server, is through Judicial Watch litigation. Our lawsuits, principally under the Freedom of Information Act, have been the foundation for all these revelations. Had we not sued and really pressed this issue very hard in U.S. District Court here in D.C., the conspiracy of silence around these emails and this outlaw server would not have been revealed. No one would have known. And Hillary Clinton had her little gang of folks around her who were willing to keep their mouths shut, and there were people in the State Department, the kind of deep state operatives, you know, people like William Kennedy, who was the Assistant Secretary of State or Deputy Secretary of State. They all knew she was using this outlaw server, and none of them said a word for years. So It had to be forced out of them. This is not something that they did out of the goodness of their hearts.
And Chris, let me ask you, because obviously you guys are Judicial Watch. You're on the front lines. Have you found the Clinton camp and the State Department and all these folks, have you found them cooperative of your calls for Freedom of Information Act, to get all of this intel from them? Have they been cooperative with your investigations?
Not at all. I mean, this is a case of foot dragging and double talk and excuses. And, it's a legal tooth pulling process. We were very fortunate because we've had two judges grant us discovery in these Freedom of Information Act cases. That's extraordinarily rare. That allows us to take the sworn depositions of various government officials. We've done so in the case of people like Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, other senior officials in Mrs. Clinton's inner circle, and we've even had Mrs. Clinton be compelled to answer questions under oath. That is more than even the FBI did.
So do we know with these new emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop computer, are these emails, do we know if they were part of the 55,000 or so that she turned over, or are these new emails?
Yeah, that's a great question. No one knows for sure. That is really a question with respect to the forensic recovery of emails that the FBI engaged in. And so at some point, and this may be sort of a historical archive thing, frankly, at some point there'll be sort of a deduplication process where, yes, we'll be able to compare those emails already present or already that went across Mrs. Clinton's email server versus this universe of documents. But it's too soon now to say with any definitive answer which is which.
Chris Farrell joins us, Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. So Chris, I know that this is way early on for this, but any ideas or any thoughts on what the ultimate ramifications will be of this? I mean, do you think that there is enough to open either a new investigation into Hillary or perhaps simply a fresh look at existing evidence from an FBI that may not be as biased for Hillary?
Yeah, I think that this this new universe of documents and really the revelations concerning things like Special Agent Strzok and Mr. Comey's predisposition to grant Mrs. Clinton a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know, he's writing an excuse saying it wasn't a crime in May before she was even subject interviewed in July. Those sorts of facts that have come out, plus this new universe of documents, it really screams for a complete, fresh, clean review of what was going on, because no one has any faith or confidence in what was done with respect to the server. You know, you have a unique listening audience here of people in law enforcement and the intelligence world and the armed forces, and your listening audience, more than anyone, knows what would happen to them if they ran classified information across their own private servers, right? They would be frog-marched out of their offices in cuffs. My past professional life was as a special agent of Army Counterintelligence, and I can tell you that I've personally investigated and prosecuted cases where people have been jailed for a tiny, tiny fraction of what Mrs. Clinton did.
Well, yeah, we know the Clintons have a history of being able to get away with things. And, it seems to me, as we focus our attention now to the Mueller investigation, it seems to me the media and the left, they are just dying for President Trump to fire Robert Mueller, which at least to me would be playing right into their hands. But he did tell the New York Times that he thought Mueller would be fair. But he also said that he can do what he wants with the FBI. So some folks are basically saying the president is saying he supports Robert Mueller, but with a big old caveat. So a kind of a two-part question here very quickly, if you could. One, what are your thoughts on the media and their analysis of what the president had to say to the New York Times? And this thing has been going on for a year and a half now, the Robert Mueller investigation, or the investigation into supposed collusion between Trump and the Russians. The Mueller investigation, what's it been, about when, 8, 9 months? I can't remember now. But there seems to be two forms of thought. One is that the investigation into the president from Robert Mueller is about to wrap up. Others are saying it's about to be taken to a new level. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing?
I'm going to go right down the middle and tell you that neither is true.
good.
Mueller so far has expended $7 million with virtually nothing to show for it. You know, the Manafort actions are concerning 2006 activities in the Ukraine. So 10 years before the president even ran for office, it's kind of wacky and a waste of time and money. And really just a form of legal terrorism. You're doing no-knock warrants on a guy whose attorneys are cooperating with the special counsel's office. You know, explain that one. And then the other piece of the, or seems to be the other part of the story, is the Flynn, pleading out to a 18 U.S.C. 1001 false official statements claim. It's the thinnest of gruel. It is the most pathetic claim I've seen. And there's no conspiracy count under the same criminal code, Article 371. So there's no crime. I mean, normally you have a guy plead out. You say, okay, well, who else were you doing this with? And the guy says, well, you know, Frank, Bill, and Tony. Okay, well, what were you doing? Because they want the guy to roll over and incriminate others. There's no conspiracy claim, and there's no crime cited, other than the fact that he made misstatements or made false official statements to agents. This
and
is
then
the most
investigation,
thing I've seen in 34 years of doing this.
Chris, I appreciate you calling in very much. We got to move on to traffic and weather. Appreciate it, though. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research. And those folks over at Judicial Watch, they do an absolutely fantastic job. And appreciate him joining us. Dan Mandis, we do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you, and Happy New Year to you. 2nd Street Northeast at L. We're dealing with a water main break. Speeds are reduced, of course, obviously. If you can avoid it at all, please do so. This traffic report sponsored by Page Publishing. The Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound right near the Main Avenue area. We have an accident inbound near M. There's a crash, too, reduced to one lane. A tow truck now on the scene. New York Avenue inbound, slow going from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Going to take you about 12 minutes. The George Washington Parkway in both directions near the Beltway, a crash blocking all lanes. Have you written a book? Well, if so, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-470-4833. 1-800-470-4833. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the wind chill advisory to kick off 2018. Afternoon clouds on the way up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing. Overnight, low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Sunny tomorrow, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 14 degrees in our nation's capital.
Cumulus Media would like to publicize our job opportunities to any organization that frequently distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers. To receive information regarding job vacancies at Cumulus Media, simply ask to be put on our mailing list. Send your request to Cumulus Media, care of Human Resources Department, 4400 Jennifer Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2015-2113. Be sure to include your company name, a contact person, address, phone number, and email address. Cumulus Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start at making life less stressful, starting with parking. This year, don't park. Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options, then let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code EASY. That's promo code EASY.
Good morning, Dan Mandis on WMAL. Straight ahead, why you say stupid stuff about Trump and conservatives on Twitter? Twitter will respond. The amazing story coming up right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Bill Thompson. The new year had barely begun when a house fire in Annandale killed an elderly man. That fire broke out in a home on Columbia Road early this morning. Firefighters found the victim inside. His name has not been released, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Montgomery County firefighters had an uncommonly busy weekend putting out house fires. County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says the number of serious fires is unprecedented, but there were no serious injuries in any of them. The ball dropped in New York's Times Square at midnight as a million people or so shivered in temperatures hovering around 10 degrees. Correspondent Allison Kosick was among them.
I am wearing a ton of clothes. I've got three pairs of pants on, several layers up top. I've got hand warmers and toe warmers and warmers everywhere on my body. That is the one way to prepare and just keep moving.
President Trump bid farewell to the old year and welcomed in the new in a lavish party at Mar-a-Lago. And Mr. Trump told reporters that he expects the new year to be tremendous. Well, it's still early in Pasadena, California, but people are already camped out, lined up, and ready for the Tournament of Roses parade.
There are many reasons to come out for this annual New Year's American tradition. There are 44 floats completely covered with flowers and organic materials, 22 marching bands, 18 equestrian units.
Plus, my wife makes me come out here. No.
Okay, that's the real story. And spousal force. The theme this year, Making a Difference. Actor Gary Sinise is the Grand Marshal, picked for the difference his foundation makes in the lives of American veterans.
Correspondent Jim Rubin. It may have been his last game as a Redskin, and for quarterback Kirk Cousins, it was a disappointing loss to the Giants.
There were so many plays. I don't know if there was a consistent theme throughout the game of why we didn't get it going, but the fact of the matter was we never really got it going. Combination of reasons, but was just disappointed with the fact that we never really found a rhythm and couldn't really get going.
Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 24719, the NASDAQ at 6903. Sports sponsored by Think It Up. The Redskins wrap up the season with a loss. So do the Ravens. NBA, the Wizards pound the Bulls. College basketball, Virginia Tech loses. The Maryland women win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
What's the best stock all around the world?
We're waiting for the market to open up.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
If you're like most busy people, you have a to-do list. Some things you have to do yourself, like brush your teeth or travel to Memphis for work. Others you have someone do for you, like change your oil or dry clean your pants. If you're a single busy person, dating may appear on your list, which may seem like something you need to do yourself, but actually isn't. At It's Just Lunch, our experts help busy professionals like you find interesting, like-minded singles in your area for fun, low-pressure dates. Then we handle all the details, even making reservations for lunch or drinks after work. There's nothing left for you to do but relax and have fun. Let It's Just Lunch help you move dating from your to-do list to your am-doing list. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Avoid bad dates. Dating for busy professionals. Call 202-466-6699 or itsjustlunchdc.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. 2nd Street Northeast at L. A water main break. Southeast, the Southeast Southwest Freeway near M. There's a crash. The road is reduced to one lane. We do have a tow truck on the scene now with only the left lane getting by. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge is slow. George Washington Parkway in both directions near the Beltway, a crash blocking all lanes. Northbound traffic is diverted to Route 123 in Virginia. Route 5 northbound near Surratt's Road, a malfunctioning traffic error at Surratt's Road that we have a problem with the traffic light, so just treat it as a four-way stop. The inner loop of the Beltway between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, very, very slow. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remaining under the wind chill advisory to start. Afternoon clouds will get up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, early clouds, gradual clearing, low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 10 in Herndon, 12 in Greenbelt, 15 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:36, and a happy new year to you. First day of 2018. Hope it's a good one for you. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. You'll have to excuse me if I don't necessarily shed a tear for the person I'm talking about here. One George Cicerello, mayor. Now, in case you don't remember who this guy is, he is the guy back in 2016. He tweeted that all he wanted for Christmas was white genocide. Now, one of the things that I've always said about Twitter is that it gives people a huge platform to spew their own stupidity. And this guy, George Cicerello, mayor, is one of those people. And it finally caught up with him. This is a guy who is white, and I don't know if he's riddled with white guilt or white privilege or whatever it is. But this guy's been tweeting the most god-awful things. And he is a university professor at Drexel. And now he's been forced to resign based on the stupidity of his tweets. Now, the great thing is, and you'll see this often from people who tweet massively stupid stuff, is they never, ever take... They never really take responsibility for their actions, and this guy is no different. See, one of the things that, he talks about here, and I'm going to go through some of this, but one of the things that he talks about is how it's because of the conservatives, the racist conservatives. That's why he had to quit. Had absolutely nothing to do with the insensitivity, the irrationality of his tweets. Nope. It's all about those racist Republicans. So here's what the guy says, and you'll love some of these tweets. And just for the record, I look at some of these tweets and I have to laugh. Because if I don't laugh, frankly, I'll become outraged. But yeah, in 2016, he tweeted that all he wanted for Christmas was white genocide. And by the way, that just so you know, is my big New Year's resolution for 2018. I need to laugh at these people. We need to laugh at these people more and not get so angry. Because when they're so unhinged, they're only giving rise to that irrational thought process of the liberals. And so when they give themselves such a large platform, it only makes the liberals look bad. Anyway, Associate Professor George Cicerello Mayer said in a statement he was leaving Drexel University in Pennsylvania as his situation had become unsustainable due to harassment and death threats. He blamed white supremacist media outlets. Oh, I wonder if that's Fox News. Right-wing white supremacist media outlets and internet mobs in the wake of his tweets about the terror attacks. Because remember what he did? He linked the Las Vegas and Texas massacres to white supremacist patriarchy and whiteness. Had nothing to do with radical Islamic terrorism. Had everything to do with white folks. You see what I mean about irrational behavior and irrational tweets? And so it makes you wonder, what is the thought process of someone like this like? Writing in a statement on his Facebook page, the political science and global studies professor writes, this was not a decision that he took lightly. He says, after nearly a year of harassment by right-wing, white supremacist media outlets and internet mobs, after death threats and threats of violence directed against me and my family, my situation has become unsustainable. Now, for the record, death threats are never okay. And certainly not against anyone, but certainly not against somebody's family. So that is wrong. But I would also say, you knew there was a but, right? I will also say that when you say the most vitriolic things on Twitter, how do you think that Twitter is going to respond? When you say that all you want for Christmas is white genocide, when you say that the Las Vegas and terror and Texas terrorist attacks, to that you link them to white supremacist patriarchy and whiteness, has resigned. Now, when we talk about what happened in Las Vegas, when we talk about what happened in Texas, we know that these are horrific situations. But to blame them on some sort of white supremacist patriarchy in whiteness is absolutely wrong. It absolutely is. And when you say this kind of stuff on Twitter, it makes you take a step back and think, well, how did you possibly come up with that logic, that line of thinking? He says, staying at Drexel in the eye of this storm has become detrimental to my own writing, speaking, and organizing. He also highlights the legitimization of white supremacy in the U.S. during the Trump presidency, saying the forces of resurgent white supremacy have tasted blood and are howling for more. Okay. He also added, in the face of aggression from the racist right and impending global catastrophe, we must defend our universities, our students, and ourselves by defending the most vulnerable among us and by making our campuses unsafe spaces for white supremacists. So this guy just, it seems to me like he has it out for white folks. I mean, that is obvious what his problem is. This guy, Cicerello Mayer, was put on leave by Drexel back in October, as he should have been, After a series of tweets about the Las Vegas massacre, we know that killed 58 people and injured 546. And so he posted a tweet reading, "It's the white supremacist patriarchy, stupid." That tweet was followed by a series of similar statements. Writing in an op-ed for the Washington Post, he says that he had threats and they had started coming in after, quote, conservative media outlets highlighted his tweets. Well, the reason why conservative media outlets highlighted his tweets was because of the fact that he was trying to connect these attacks with so-called whiteness, and so his tweets should be highlighted. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Got a lot more straight ahead.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
7:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
And then we deal first with some very icy conditions because of a water main break in the district. 2nd Street Northeast at L. Inbound Southeast Southwest Freeway near M Street, there's a crash. Reduced to one lane, a tow truck on the scene. Only the left lane is getting by. 66 eastbound as you come up on Washington Boulevard, Lee Highway, watch out for a crash. The left lane is blocked here. In the lane, the George Washington Parkway in both directions near the Beltway. The crash blocks all lanes. Injuries reported. Northbound traffic is being diverted to Route 123. As for mass transit on this New Year's Day, Metrobus and Metro Rail operating on a Sunday schedule. No VRE service. Loudoun County Transit not running. And Metro Rail service has delays such as it is. The red, green, yellow, and blue lines running with minor delays. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the wind chill advisory to kick off 2018. Afternoon clouds on the way up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing. Overnight low, low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Sunny tomorrow, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 14 degrees in our nation's capital.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary. Appreciate you being here. 7:47, first day of 2018, and a happy new year to you. Sitting here reading some of these other missives from this former Now, Associate Professor George Cicerello Mayer, this clearly, and he's white, and he just does not like white people. Now, this is the guy you may remember. He tweeted back in 2016 that all he wanted for Christmas was a white genocide. And he can't figure out why it is that people have a problem with the things that he tweets. Now he says that he's been getting all kinds of death threats and everything else, and the problem is just the internet mobs, and also has everything to do with white America and white patriarchy and whiteness, generally speaking, and that is the reason why the Las Vegas massacre and the Texas massacre happened. It had nothing to do with that one individual and had everything to do with whiteness in America. And so now he's had to quit his job because of these. I would say that this is, and this thought process keeps coming up, this irrational trying to connect this so-called concept of whiteness and white supremacist patriarchy to what happened in Las Vegas and Texas. Now, here's what he said, just so you know, that the justification for some of the things that he has tweeted out, basically bashing white people and bashing so-called whiteness in America. He says many white males are raised with a double sense of entitlement, since being both white and male are structures of power and dominance over non-white and female others. Which I still don't understand. I understand that nobody wants to, when you say, well, we had a black president, for the love of Pete. I mean, how do you still come up with these kinds of concepts and these kinds of complaints about America when we had a black president? But nobody wants to talk about that. He says, when that power is perceived to be threatened, as Donald Trump and other racist misogynists encourage people to believe, the results can be incredibly dangerous. I don't get it. And maybe because I didn't go to some highfalutin university, I can't really see the rational thought process in all this. I don't see anything rational in these statements that this guy's making. To me, it's all about hysteria. To me, it's all about race baiting. To me, it's all about a hatred for, generally speaking, a large group of people. In this case, George Cicerello Mayer, he clearly does not like white people. And then the other thing that bothers me, he's a white guy, the other thing that bothers me about this is the fact that what he's trying to do, and we see this, what he's trying to do is he's trying to take the crimes of what happened in the massacres and the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas and Texas and the actions of those each individual gunman. And he's trying to make a broader point that it's all about white people in America, which obviously is irrational and something that should not be tolerated in a college campus. And as he is teaching these kinds of concepts to students. Now, I do understand that the colleges are so full of liberalism these days, and I totally get that. However, when you look at the fact that colleges across America, they are liberal. And when you look and seeing what's happening to college students as they get out of college and into essentially the world and they start dealing with real life, they're starting to realize that these professors, like this guy Cicerello Mayer, they're realizing, college students are realizing, boy, I didn't learn jack in college to prepare me for the real world. And so now this guy is running around saying, oh, it's all about the Republicans and Donald Trump and Messiah. Has nothing to do with his own stupid statement. So we'll have to see if this guy lands anywhere else. And again, for the record, I'm not someone who would ever say that death threats, which he claims to have gotten, and I'm sure that he did, I'm not one to say that death threats are ever justified, and those are wrong. However, when you say the kinds of things that he says on Twitter, I hate to say it, but what did you expect? You couldn't have just expected people to say, oh, okay. 7:52 on WMAL. We do have a lot of protests going on in Iran. Maybe you've heard of what's happening. Now, the president is condemning the arrest of these protesters in Iran. At last check, there are 10 people dead and dozens more have been arrested as protests have begun to swell all through Iran. And so there's a number of different things that are at play here. And I want to It's very complicated, so I'm going to try and give you the bullet points here because it is important to note that the people of Iran, we all know because we've all seen the video, they're always taking to the streets and they're always screaming death to America. Well, now they've got a different chant going on. And their problem is in Iran, they're essentially angry. They're angry with the fact that the Iranian nuclear deal ultimately, as we all know, it passed. And so now it has taken effect. Millions of dollars there in Iran in lifted sanctions. Yet it hasn't helped the economy in Iran one iota. They've got high unemployment. They've got rising fuel prices. They've also got a really bad economy. And so you got all these folks in Iran, and they can't find work, and they've got all kinds of problems there, and yet they're looking to their government for help, and all their government, at least according to the people there in Iran that are protesting, the government, they support Bashar al-Assad, they support Hezbollah, they're financing terror. And so the people of Iran are saying, well, what about us? Now, you know, the president tweeted out over the weekend many reports of peaceful protests by Iranian citizens fed up with the regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad. He says the Iranian government should respect their people's rights, including the right to express themselves. He says the world is watching hashtag Iran protests. And there are people that are really mad at the government in Iran, and they should be. There have been some issues with lending institutions in Iran very quickly because it's really getting into the weeds of what's happening. But what ultimately happened a few years ago is a whole bunch of people lost money in the collapse of what they call unauthorized lending institutions in recent years in Iran. And what happened is they just mushroomed out of control. And so a lot of people lost a lot of money in Iran because of those loans. And so that is one of many reasons why people are taking to the streets of Iran. The big question is, what happens next? We'll have to wait and see. Certainly, we'll talk about it here on WMAL. It is 7:55 on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you. In the district, 2nd Street Northeast at L, a water main break. Now, inbound Southeast Southwest Freeway near M, where we have police and the fire department on the scene of an accident. The road has been reduced to one lane. A tow truck is on the scene. Only the left lane is getting by. 66 eastbound, approaching Washington Boulevard, there's a crash blocking the left lane. And the George Washington Parkway in both directions near Route 123, a crash takes all lanes out. Northbound traffic being diverted to 123, southbound now blocked at Turkey Run. In Springfield, 95 southbound near the Fairfax County Parkway, there's a crash. And in District Heights, the interloop of the Beltway near Pennsylvania Avenue, a fire department truck or two and the police on the scene, so there's some fire department activity there. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL, Weather Channel forecast.
Windchill advisory to kick off the day. Afternoon clouds on the way, high near 25, windchill near minus 5. Tonight, gradual clearing, overnight low to mid-teens, windchill minus 3. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's right now 14 degrees in our nation's capital.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months, to the point guaranteed sold, ready buyers netting more dollars on average and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The White Rogue. The Black Rogue.
I sense great conflict in you. If it helps, it also comes in gray.
It's the final days of Nissan's Master the Drive sales event. Hurry in for your last chance to save big. Take on today. See Star Wars The Last Jedi now playing. Lease the Rogue family for $159 per month or save up to $10,260 on select models. Offers end January 2nd. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, 2017 Rogue Sport, $44.99 initial payment for 36 months. Excludes taxes, title, license. $10,260 on 2017 Titan XD. $8,500 cash back. $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package Savings. Must finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Good morning and a happy new year to you. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up, we take a look ahead at the year in politics for 2018. Join us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Bill Thompson. A house fire in Annandale early this morning has claimed the life of an elderly man just hours into the new year. It happened at a home on Columbia Road this morning. The man's name has not been released. The cause of the fire still under investigation. An unusually busy weekend for house fires in Montgomery County kept weary firefighters busy. There were at least 6 to 8 serious fires, officials say, but fortunately no serious injuries among them. There was evidence everywhere of stepped-up security in New York's Times Square as a million or so people jammed in to watch the ball drop.
Security was definitely tight tonight. Hundreds of police officers lined the streets, many carrying very big weapons, bomb-sniffing dogs, devices that can root out any radiological material. Those were out here as well. Counter-snipers were on the roofs of the buildings surrounding Times Square. And even the hotel security was in coordination with the New York Police Department to make sure that the hotels were being watched as well, because there are dozens of hotels surrounding the Times Square area.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. And while some folks are recovering this morning from the rigors of ringing in the new year, others are taking a hike.
First day hikes are taking place across the area today. It's a chance for people to start the year with a free guided trip through a state park. Shannon Johnson's with the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation.
I think after you've had all of that wonderful holiday food, right, and you've sat around and you've slept and done all of these really unhealthy things, I think people just want to kick off the new year with something that is a little bit better for them.
Johnson says this year there's a photo contest and other giveaways that'll be taking place. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're now just a bit less than 2 weeks away from Ralph Northam taking office as governor of Virginia. And one of Northern Virginia's few remaining Republicans in the state capitol has high hopes for the new administration.
State Senator Dick Black notes Governor McAuliffe had no real legislative experience when he took office.
Governor-elect Northam, I would hope, would be more realistic in his approach.
Northam spent 6 years in the Senate alongside Black.
He's very much a gentleman, and so I think we will try to work with him to the extent possible.
Black says he does expect more bipartisanship, especially with the House split nearly evenly. Republicans still hold a two-seat advantage in the Senate.
I'm less concerned about Governor Northam than I am the new legislature.
The General Assembly convenes on the 10th. Northam gets sworn in on the 13th. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Redskins season is over, but not the Kirk Cousins speculation. Where will the quarterback play next season?
I'm not in a position right now to even give you an answer. I need to catch my breath. You know, we'll have plenty of time. The league's set up in a way that we have a lot of time to make those decisions, and I'll use all the time that I can. Be very thorough and diligent.
With yesterday's loss to the Giants, the Skins end the season with a 7-9 record. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 24,719. The NASDAQ at 6903. Sports, the Redskins lose to the Giants. The Bengals stun the Ravens and keep them out of the playoffs. NBA, Bradley Beal scores 39 points as the Wizards beat the Bulls. College basketball, Virginia Tech loses. The Maryland women win. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush.
We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays.